Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, and welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's Wednesday, the 6th day of September 2023. Can you believe that? Again, it's hard to believe how time is rapidly just going by us. But so are events. And this is going to be an information-packed show. Randy Taylor is with me. We are going to be talking about a number of things. How things are connected. Now, last time that we were together, we spoke a lot about Maui, okay? That's still on our radar, as is Paradise, California, as is the derailment in East Palestine, as are all of the fires at the choke points of food distribution plants, okay? All of this is really together part of a larger plot, and you may think that there's no connection between any of this. Well, we're going to show you some connectivity today that is undeniable, and the connectivity today that Randy Taylor, myself, Eric the Tech worked his butt off to put together revolves around both domestic and foreign issues. Now, this, please pay attention. Please, I ask, I beg of you, okay? And I'm begging of you. Please listen to this, watch this, give this a thumbs up to this program if you believe it's warranted. And also subscribe to us on Rumble and Brighteon both. Look, you're not going to get hammered with all sorts of junk, okay? It's the easiest thing you can do, but we need the numbers to grow. The enemies, our enemies, are pushing our numbers down, okay? They're keeping them artificially low. And yes, even on Rumble, you can do that by burying the search results for this show. And I went through some charting early this morning, late last night, and by our numbers, we should be in the top 200 broadcast/podcast, depending on which category, either news or politics or news and politics/current events. We are not there, and the reason is we don't have the numbers on the subscription side, that because of the new algorithms that are being used. Long story short, please subscribe. And the second thing is, yesterday I had a meeting with my accountant, and we are down in revenue probably 65%. At the same time, we are up in expenses in terms of carrying on Russ Dizdar's fight. That alone, we're up 140% in expenses. Okay? Think about that. This platform, and that does not involve or include shatterops.org. So I ask of you, if you have it in your heart, if you think that we are worthy of support, please support us. Now, in so doing, we meet once a month, the first Sunday of every month. In this case, it'll be this coming Sunday. And we meet by way of video conferencing. And it's really a good time. A lot of information is shared. And I'm trying to bring on someone this week that has some information. I don't know, honestly, I don't know if this person will be able to come on, but I'm working on it, and it has a lot to do with what you and I can do, or if you receive the injection, what you need to do. what to expect from the injection, some experiments done with the injecticide, as well as the preparations to be made as clampdowns are expected here in the near term, okay, with respect to this new variant. That'll be the excuse. It won't be the reason, but it will be the excuse. All of that said, there's a lot of things going on. The ties between what is taking place in Ukraine and what is taking place in the United States, the monetary supply, the inflation, the fact that we have a crap for brains commander-in-chief who's not really commanding anything, nor is he chief of anything, and Knee Pads Harris, okay? This is all related to things that jeopardize, and I'm telling you this right now, this among the, this in addition to the persecution of President Donald Trump, like him, don't like him, I don't care. You if you think he's the worst thing that in the world, fine, have at it, okay? But you're not thinking big enough, and this is something that I say. We are not thinking big enough. You know, the devil has a plan and has a big plan for all of us. The devil will lose. You know that. I know that. You don't need me to quote scripture. Hopefully you have your Bible and you do read your Bible and you understand how this all works out. But in the meantime, we still have to continue with what we're doing. Okay, we still have to continue living our lives. We still have to raise our families. We still have to protect our families. We have to feed them and provide for them. And it's becoming increasingly more difficult with rising food prices. But that's by design. Rising energy prices, again, by design. When you've got some unelected psychopath, in my opinion, Bill Gates wanting to bury, seriously, cut down and bury 70-some thousand acres of woods, of trees, okay, to fight carbon emissions. You've got to be out of your friggin' tree. And then you've got the John Kerry's of the world. And isn't it interesting, the Kerry family, the Biden family, the as well as the Heinz, extended Kerry Heinz family, all of these, okay, their interest in Ukraine. Think about Nord Stream, what happened with that. Whoops, both Nord Stream pipelines cut. One active, one not active, but nonetheless cut. You've got China making inroads with energy into Africa, into Europe, into specifically Africa through their Silk Road Initiative. All of this is combined. Folks, please understand, this is extremely important. Today's program is important, and I'm so glad to have Randy with me. One last thing I'll say. I'm not sure if I said this on or off air, but yesterday, Jack Posobiec was on with Alex Jones, Eric the Tech, myself. We had dinner with Jack Posobiec and his lovely, lovely wife. Gorgeous, beautiful person inside and out. I mean, she's just a Jack, you got lucky, okay? You got lucky, brother. Because she's a great woman, great lady. A woman of faith, a woman of God, a godly woman, as well as Jack Posobiec is. And he was on with Alex Jones yesterday. Now, I had the occasion to get some additional information, and I'm not going to name drop, okay? But this information comes from pretty high-level sources who understand what is taking place by the globalists. So we're going to lay this all out for you today. Specifically, there was a section yesterday that Jack... look, I could say, hey, Jack, can you drop everything for, you know, an hour and come on and let's talk? And if he's already said it to me, I would rather have him working on something else rather than just, you know, being with me repeating something he's already said. So using that mindset, we're going to tap in with what Jack said yesterday. But before I do that, I want to bring on Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. Just sitting here sipping a cup of coffee, Hagman coffee, I might add.
There you go.
Been up half the night, and I'm sitting here enjoying a little bit of my Revolution blend that Doug was kind enough to make sure that I had.
You know, you're a wimp. You got to go to the detective's choice and use a French press.
I don't want my hair standing up on end, but, you know, if you guys like strong coffee, he's got that too.
Yeah.
Folks, that's one way. Doug was talking about revenue. We can't do it without revenue.
The new coffee cups, too. We get like 10 cents per cup. I don't know, a buck a cup or something. But
I'm using my old Army cup, so I'm cool with that. But,
it's what's in it that counts, right?
Absolutely. But folks, it's a great cup of coffee. You know what? If you're going to buy some coffee, which most everybody out there drinks, we'd really appreciate it if you would just stop by. You can get it in beans. You can get it in K-Cup. Either way, it's a fantastic deal, and you're doing something that actually goes to good. You can go buy, you know, Mac Cafe or something like that. Where is it going? To McDonald's. They're making the money. Wouldn't you rather that some patriots and some children that benefit from this, you know, actually benefit
That's
from
right.
your drinking of coffee? I'd like to think, and I've said this before, I'd like to think that we're worth a cup of coffee. We bust our asses for you.
Yeah, we do. And for the people who don't know, that's the money is broken down into thirds, the profits. So I pay all the expenses. Hagman Report pays the expenses.
Yep. Yep.
And then a third goes to us. A third goes to two human trafficking fighting organizations. Go ahead, Steve.
And we have got to build the subscriptions, folks.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So, and really what Doug's talking about, and I never go on about Rumble and Brighteon, but listen, please go over there, sign up. You can leave comments then. You can be part of the pack. You know, you're not going to get in trouble for signing up. All right. And I do want to say, because we encourage this, I got an email from Gary in Saskatchewan who has some people over at his house. And what did he do? He put the Hagman Report on. And we've got a new group of listeners. So Gary in Saskatchewan, thank you.
Right on, and brother. Everyone you bring you know, to your home, thank you.
And absolutely. And I know, because I hear about this all the time. Folks, get a friend to listen to it. When you're sitting there with a buddy having a coffee, having a beer, you know, maybe you've had them over for dinner afterwards, and you know they're patriots, please turn them on to the Hagman Report.
That's right.
We need the manpower. Listen, the globalists and Big Brother are doing their best to squash us. We're taking it really hard, which tells me we're over the target. So we're doing something right, but we don't want to just disappear into the sunset. I don't. And I understand that people think this is the end times and just take it like it is. No, I'm not a complacent person.
No. We don't know when the end is. So
the Lord has told us that.
We know not the hour. Right.
Yeah. We know not. I've watched too many people burn themselves and lose all credibility by saying when God was coming back. So let's just stay out of that conversation. If you believe that, that's cool, man. We love you. You're a Christian. You're a patriot. That's cool. All right. We may differ on some opinions, but please, we're all part of the same family. I noticed when we all die, our holes all look the same. You know what I'm saying? 6 foot long, about 3 foot wide, 6 foot deep. You know, and at the end of the day, that's where we're going to be. Okay. And before we make our way to heaven. So folks, please stick with us. We got a lot of stuff coming at you on the Maui thing quickly. I'm more and more leaning towards that microwave type attack.
Yep.
I also believe, because we were discussing method of delivery, and I'm going to say that it was by satellite, That's why it was done in the daytime. And I'm going to throw one more thing in there for you to think about. Is it possible that we know a billionaire that's always sending rockets and satellites into space, and suddenly he's a billionaire times a billionaire? Yeah, Elon Musk, is he in on this? Stop and think about
wow.
it. Anyway, I had to say.
No. You know what?
Woke me up this morning, my friend. Because I did. I fell asleep about 5. When I woke up, I was sitting there and I thought, that's exactly, because military satellites, you can get the description of the payload going up.
Yeah,
that's public information. We don't know what's on Elon Musk's rockets going. Why is he always sending rockets into the sky? He's delivering satellites. We do know that.
Right.
And I'm going to say that Maui was a satellite kill. That's why it was done in the daytime. California went ahead with the fires when they were clearing the way. Listen, this is billionaires helping billionaires. This is this elite ruling class that think that they're going to imprison us, starve us, and kill us. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only a few of them. There's millions of us. There's billions of us. Let's take the fight to them. Doug, we got a good show today. Let's do this.
All right. Let's start out by doing this. I mentioned Jack and Alex, and one thing that you and I spoke of prior to airtime, the Department of Justice, are coming after the people associated, anyone who really uttered January 6th, be at the Capitol or whatever, okay? They're coming after all of us who have been... Even far at the periphery of things, folks.
Remote.
It's so remote. It's ridiculous. And charging them upcharging them. And this used to be a common practice where if you catch a criminal breaking into a store, stealing some merchandise, and then leaving the store, you would throw everything at that perpetrator, okay, and then negotiate down and take the trial only if you had to take. And most DAs, if it goes to trial, most DAs are like, well, you know, they don't want to take it to trial. They want to plea and that's it, right? You know.
Yeah, the old 3-to-1 rule, hit you with 3 charges, you're going to take one.
Right. This is something you pointed out, and we've been watching this, but... And again, I have not received, this platform has not received a target letter, but the attorneys, of course, have advised, to watch out for it. So, that's fine. But if you go to HagmanPI.com, don't just pay attention to the shows. Do that as well. But HagmanPI has important articles, both... ones that I've written, ones that Randy Taylor has written, it's extremely important. If you scroll down there, if you go down to the middle one right there, okay, that was posted. Now, this is something that people need to pay attention to. The people associated with January 6th, this is on the Federalist, get domestic terrorist treatment from two-tier justice system after Summer of Love terrorists get slapped on the wrist. So you had well over $2 billion in damages to buildings in the United States, including one precinct, police precinct, that had to be evacuated and was bombed and burned down. And then, of course, a federal building in addition to all of that. And these people get away with it all. January 6th, in this case, if you scroll down on this, you can just read the entirety of this. Joe Biggs got 17 years, but the Randy Taylor, you were mentioning Enrico.
Yes, sir.
Head of the Proud Boys. He was not even at the Capitol. Is that correct?
He wasn't in D.C. that day.
He was not in D.C. that day. No, and no. And how many years did he get for conspiracy?
23, I believe.
Okay. 22. Okay. How is that even possible when you look at the bigger picture, or when you look at the actual events? How is that possible?
That's like being charged for the action of others. I don't understand it. Yeah, just because, even if he said something, gave a command, nobody has to follow his commands. He's not. It's not just because he's the leader of the Proud Boys does not make it a command type.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? It's not a command type structure.
Yeah.
You can't say, go beat that person up. It just doesn't work that way. But that's the way they're making it sound, like they're slapping him with the charges because of what everybody else did. And that's just what I call reaching.
And there's no way, because these trials are being held in D.C., there's no way that anyone can get a fair trial on this.
No. Anybody arrested can't get one.
No, not at all. And this will be addressed, I believe, in the segments you're about to hear. I think at one point this will be addressed. Maybe we'll go with segment 5, video 2 first, and let's work this a little bit differently. This is Jack Posobiec on with Alex Jones. And folks, go to the Federalist and you can read. Zero Hedge has this as well numerous times. Gateway Pundit, and people who clap because of this, don't think you're immune, because you're next. You're just a little lower on the block. All right.
Yep.
Let's go to segment 5. And that, this is about 3.5 minutes. And after this is over, RT, let's talk about it. There's 5 segments to yesterday's broadcast with Jack. This has to do with Ukraine, but also has to show how what the globalist agenda, the unelected bureaucrats, what their plans are for you and I here in the States, for you and I in Canada, for you and I really in North America.
Worldwide.
And the West, exactly, in Europe. This is what they've got planned for us. Okay. But anyway, then we'll talk about this afterwards. Segment 5, video 2, go to HagmanPI.com under today's show. You'll find it. Here it is.
People will say, oh, it's just Alex Jones saying this. It's just Jack Posobiec. It's InfoWars.com. No. Strauss Howe, when they did their generational theory all the way back in the 1990s, the original book, even earlier than that, they talked about the concept of turnings and the fourth turning, of which we are currently in right now, the crisis phase. And Neil Howe is out with a new update saying the fourth turning is here. This book was just released a couple of weeks ago. And in the new book, Neil Howe actually predicts that the end of the crisis phase will not constitute for probably another 10 to 12 years. We may not see the end of the fourth turning until 2030, 2032, 2035.
And by the way, the Rand Corporation has their own historical cycle template, but it matches that one. And the Rand Corporation, as you know, for people that don't know, is basically the highest level of the Anglo-American brain.
Yeah. Oh, the Rand Corporation, that's all controlled releases. When you're reading a Rand Corporation release, you have to understand they speak with the voice of the world brain, right, from Brave New World. They are the world state. And so what Neil Howe has predicted, that we have yet to actually see the beginning of the crisis yet. And so when you look at 9/11, when you look at the post-9/11 wars, when you look at the liquid natural gas wars that have gone on, when you look at the financial crisis. So the financial crisis parallels the Great Depression. The global financial crisis parallels the Great Depression. However, the crisis itself has yet to actually begin. And they predict we are either headed for a global conflict throughout the world or a civil war inside the United States. These are the people that do this, that have been doing this for years. They're predicting this cycle all the way back to the Glorious Revolution of England in the 1600s. They predict that now to take place. And so if that were to take place, it is incumbent upon us to be on the side that wins it. Do you want, so you have two doors. You have two doors. One door is the door of freedom. It is the door of liberty. It is the door of a new America, the establishment of a new American republic. And over at Human Events, we go through the nuts and bolts of that every single day. But the other door, Alex, this is the totalitarian superstate, the overstate that you have been discussing for so many years here, walking through. And I remember those great clips of Alex Jones from the 1990s saying NATO is going to be used as the world's police force. And they said that was crazy. And they said it was tinfoil. And now you look at what's going on around the world. You look at every single push by NATO. You look at the way that these regimes have pushed themselves around the world. But then because of the rise of social media, because of the ability of social media to disintermediate those narratives, independent journalism, independent sites, Infowars.com, band.video, humanevents.com. Now we have the tools to fight back. And Elon Musk, you know, love him or hate him, he's put $44 billion on the line and is at least giving people a fighting chance. And Alex, I think he should bring you back, but we're now also hearing stories that Elon Musk is facing pressure to ban people, to have advertisers pull out of the site. You have groups like the ADL doing this, but it's not just the ADL. And people need to understand that this isn't just one of these left-wing pressure groups. You've got the SPLC, you've probably got the CIA and FBI pulling the strings back there. All of these groups are doing everything they can to push back. And it's interesting, isn't it, Alex, that suddenly, right when Elon buys Twitter, all of a sudden these reports come out saying, oh, there's been a rise of extremism on Twitter. The hate speech is on the rise on Twitter. Hate is driving up. It's all coming up. It's all coming up. And it's all Elon Musk's fault. So then what else do they do? Then they go after his other corporations. Now they're going to go after SpaceX. Now they're going to go after Tesla.
They got the Justice Department. And the other agencies going under mall. So let me give you a big piece.
Okay. That, the reason I played that first, RT, as well, and folks, is this. That gives a rather large picture of the microcosm here. Okay. When I say here, I'm gonna include this platform along with other alternative media platforms who are feeling the heat from, if you have advertisers. Now, I'm not talking Fox News style stuff. I'm talking, Fox News having advertisers. I'm talking about the people who are barely scraping by, wanting to provide you the truth. They're coming after all of us to extinguish us because we're the low-hanging fruit. That's number one. Number two, in addition to being professionally taken out, personally taken out through lawfare and the designation that we are domestic terrorists, it's a big part of it. Now, he did mention Musk, and I totally have to agree with you, Randy Taylor, about Musk. What's going up there? Look, we don't know. So I don't trust anyone, and I don't trust, I've got to say this, I've got some issues with Musk when it comes to Twitter because we are still seeing the shadow banning, the banning.
Yes, yes.
It's still there. So you go ahead and you comment on what you just saw.
Well, Musk, I don't trust. And as far as what's going on Twitter, I'm still shadow banned. You don't see my tweets.
I am too. I'm search banned and shadow banned.
Yeah, you don't see them. They're not out there. I have people checking. You can find me if you go do a search, but even people that I'm connected with, I'm showing up in their timeline. No. So something's really wrong there. And I put a lot of information out on Twitter. I also put out our shows. You know, hey, here's a show and a little brief recap on the show and a link directly to it. You know, I get blown out all the time. What I have noticed with Elon Musk, I've been watching his net worth.
Okay.
Twitter wouldn't have shot his net worth up as much as it did. He's like the richest guy in the States right now. He's way up there. He has left the Amazon owner in the weeds.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It's amazing. And I It's something about the microwave weapon that's just been troubling me. And I'm firmly believe that it's from a satellite. I just want to know who put that satellite up there. How many, you know what I mean? There's something isn't making sense. And when things don't make sense, I don't sleep at night.
And folks, weigh in on what RT said.
Yeah. Give me your thoughts. Yeah. Point me in another direction. You know, play devil's advocate. You know, let's have conversation. You guys, and the people that email me, you guys know. I mean, if you're a jerk when you email them, you know, if you get a response, it won't be nice. But I don't, you know, anybody. I have so many regular email friends, I call them, and listeners. You know, you can get in on the group. I may be a little slow sometimes responding, but I've got some email. I have some people that I have met through this show that I absolutely look forward to their emails. Yeah, it's serious. There's just some of them out there. Some of them, when they email, they have no idea how intelligent they are because they're very humble, you know, and they're just incredible human beings. And I email them back and I go, man, I love your emails because you're a very intelligent individual. And I learn from your emails. It gives me things to consider, you know, because I'm a fairly positive person. I'm also, once I bite in, I hang on.
You're a bulldog, I'm telling you.
You know,
with a bone.
I'll stay right in there. And that's why I appreciate some of the emails. I have a guy from the UK, Leon, emails all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I love him. I love the guy. Art, your friend Art. You know, we have some great people out there. And I mentioned on the show, you want to know why? I want you to know you're appreciated. I want you to know that when you turn your friends onto the show, you're helping us, man, and you're helping the cause. I do want to say this: what you had mentioned earlier, and what he was talking about with Rand, the two scenarios: global war or civil war. I'm going to say both.
Or both. Thank you.
I'll go more with both, and I'll tell you why. I say both for the simple reason. I don't see Putin as this enemy of us, of the Patriots. I really don't see it. Okay? He hates Joe Biden. He hates the left. He's not a globalist. It's not his thing. He doesn't want it, certainly, with the turds that they're proposing to be in charge. You know what I'm saying? He put an end to the Arab Spring, as far as I'm concerned. He stepped right on the U.S.'s plans. I also think that's why he's a target. Okay, and this Ukraine, this is such a complex and such a deep thing. It does get a lot of good information today. But I'm going to say that it's going to be global, and then there's going to be a civil war in the United States at the same time. And I'm going to say that Putin is probably going to assist the Patriots to take this country back over. Because I'll tell you the truth, he liked the United States when Donald Trump was running it. You know why? He knew what to expect. He knew what the rules were. You can operate in those parameters. If we go to war with China, it's going to be a nasty one. I don't see that. They want to go to war with Putin. They are so, he is a big wall and a stumbling block in the globalist plan. Ladies and gentlemen, you may differ on that. Listen to me. He is a stumbling block. He's a barrier. He has been for years. Why do you think they went after Trump so hard, using Putin as the excuse in Russia and everything? They were the boogeyman. You know what I mean? They've been painting that boogeyman thing on Russia pretty much when the Cold War ended. Russia, that was a big changing of the guard there. You know, way back with Gorbachev. It was a big changing of the guard. Putin, yeah, he's old KGB. Yeah, I'll give him that. And he remembers back in the day. And yes, he wanted Russia to be all things powerful. And I also believe that, yeah, he'd love to see Russia in charge of the world. But he's a realist. He knows that's not going to happen. And he doesn't. I'll tell you what, I think he's as afraid of China as we should be. Thing is, as far as I'm concerned, China's bought off. China's been paid off.
Well, America has become. Well, when you say China's been bought off,
by the Biden, we've been sold out.
Well, okay, thank you. Yeah, we've become a vassal state of China, of communist China.
I think what they want is our property.
No, absolutely, our resources, and our property,
resources and property. Yeah. It isn't our money. That's for sure. We don't have any. Okay, right. But he wants. And we have weapons. There are weapons now. And I think, what did we, was it the hydrogen bomb? Which one was it that when it goes off, it kills people, but it leaves the buildings intact?
It was one of those, neutron bombs, or hydrogen.
One of those two. But stop and think about that. But I think that there will be global war. And at the same time, I think there will be civil war. And I think that will be our opportunity to take our republic back.
I'm in favor of that. And interestingly enough, I played the last clip. Now, the folks, watch Alex Jones, watch the entire program, okay? But these clips that...
Let's do these.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you something. That was kind of the last one about the bigger picture with Ukraine, with how things are. Now... getting into some of the more granular detail, we're going to go right to segment one. This is about 2.5, or this, let's see here, it's about 3.5 minutes. Pay attention to this, okay? And RT on the other side, again.
Yeah, because the details are critical on Ukraine. That's the details that count on this one.
Right, and I did this at, I think it was 5:30 this morning, so I'm hopefully... Hopefully, I've got this right. I'm trying to read my handwriting.
We're not going to get an old Scooby-Doo cartoon or anything. Right?
No, I don't think so. No,
Good thing Eric's here.
It'll be the right clip. I'm just not sure if I just from my notes here. I'm not sure exactly what that word is. Can you read that? Never mind. I was going to say, can you read this word? All right, my doc cam is not connected right now because we had to use it for in studio guests, so we'll have to get that working again. All right, so segment one, this from yesterday, again, Jack Posobiec with Alex Jones, very important information. Here it is.
DC. And he claimed there'd be no censorship, nothing. But then you go and look at what has happened to Twitter X now that Elon has taken it over. And it directly ties back to what we see going on in Ukraine on the battlefield now. All of this is inextricably linked. And I can explain. So one of the ways that Twitter under the old...
Don't take them off. Boy, we've been saying that forever. The events here, what he said, the censorship with Twitter or X or whatever, and the Ukraine war, the domestic issues as well as the global issues are linked together, and he's going to tell you why. I had to interrupt him to say that and blow my own horn, beep, beep, or our horn collectively, because... he's right on the money. And folks, this is information you're not going to get on the mainstream media. Continue, please.
Old regime was conducting censorship as they had all of these partners on their essentially censorship council, which they called the Trust and Safety Commission. So on Trust and Safety, you would have people at one point that were actually from the FBI. So you had actual FBI agents that were coming to Twitter from intelligence and law enforcement sources in Ukraine. And then who were they targeting? They were targeting journalists. They were targeting activists. They were targeting just random accounts, random people on Twitter, and claiming if you spoke out against what was happening in Ukraine, if you saw, you got the photo of us, if you spoke out about what was going on the ground, if you said anything that was just different from the mainstream media narrative, whether it's New York Times, whether it's CNN, et cetera. Remember at the time they told us it was all together. Oh, they said, Ukraine's going to be in the middle of this counteroffensive. They're going to be taking Mariupol back. They're going to be taking Melitopol. They're going to be punching through the Russian land bridge all the way down. The liberation of Crimea is at hand. When the actual truth of the matter is that it's been the complete opposite. NATO has been dealt a crushing blow on the banks of this counteroffensive. They attempted to use these blitzkrieg-style tactics. They've been a complete failure on the battlefield because why? well, the Russians know how to fight against Blitzkrieg. They did the entire thing in World War II. Maybe some people could look it up, because I guarantee you the Russian generals definitely, when they go through their military academy, they study the battles of World War II, where they defeated the Wehrmacht. On this, by the way, on the very same terrain where they're fighting right now in the Donbass. And so the fact that NATO has seen this huge collapse of their forces on the backs of the Ukrainian people has left a lot of people, even inside Ukraine, looking around, pointing fingers, saying, Zelensky, where are the heads going to roll? This is why we've seen, Alex, just in the last week, Ukraine has arrested the main oligarch, Igor Kolomoisky, who was completely behind the rise of Zelensky to begin with, all the way back in 2019 when he ran for office, even before then when he had his TV show. The same exact oligarch, Igor Kolomoisky, was funding Zelensky's TV show. He then funded his party, this party that he set up to run with all the way back in 2019, when he decided that he's not going to be a TV star anymore. Now he's going to be a political force, makes up a new party. The very oligarch, Igor Kolomoisky, has just been arrested in Ukraine over corruption charges. Then what do we find out today? The Ukrainian Minister of Defense has just been fired.
And he was the same guy that just 4 months ago said, oh, we're not just going to push the Russians out in 1 month. We're going to invade and roll into Moscow. It's just delusional statements.
No, all the way into Moscow, everything's coming apart. Send us another $100 billion. Everything will be great. Well, it turns out that guy comes out. And Alex, it's amazing how suddenly when the minute that somebody falls out of favor, the minute that somebody has a little bit of problems on the battlefield, when somebody becomes a little bit expendable, then they suddenly discover that this person's been corrupt all the time. So now even the Ukrainians are admitting that this guy was essentially siphoning off money that the United States and NATO were sending to Ukraine.
And that was my next question. How big is it that we see?
It ain't just him. It's all of them.
Okay. RT, you laughed. You made a comment. There you go.
Yeah, I did. We've been saying this since day one.
Exactly.
Russia's playing with these people. I've taken ridicule over this. I was right. Doug was right. Russia could take the Ukraine down in 5 days. I told you that. This has been nothing but what Ukraine is known for, a money toilet. There's nothing. That is a big laundry machine over there. It's a wash machine.
Well, okay, that photograph that appeared on the screen with Jack Dorsey on the left and Alex Jones on the right, when he confronted Dorsey as Dorsey walked to the elevators post-hearing. Dorsey lied to Congress, number one. Number two, we found out just from that clip, and I could verify this as well, that intelligence assets from Ukraine were working closely with Dorsey and Twitter during Dorsey's run. And you're looking at not only Ukrainian intelligence assets, the Ukrainian people are great people. The government is corrupt. But think about the link to Biden, to our intelligence agencies, to our town square known as Twitter at that time, which was developed for that purpose, and the Five Eyes involvement in this. That's the big picture, as well as the fact, which you kind of emphasized, the fact that they're losing. And to get an idea how bad, this next clip will tell you even more. Do you want to add anything before we go to the next clip?
No, just I hate to say I told you so, but we told you so.
Exactly. All right, let's go to segment number two of video number two. This is not quite 3 minutes. Here it is.
So what does it signify now from your research and your great sources that the New York Times and the Biden regime is turning on Zelensky? Zelensky sacking all these different chiefs, having a major reorganization. Does that signify that NATO is going to escalate support and they're trying to just get people in that they think will follow their orders? Or does it signify they're going to start backing up and then maybe make a peace deal with Putin?
Well, Alex, NATO is going to continue, and John Mearsheimer, the great Professor Mearsheimer, has just published a very lengthy essay. I read it last night on his Substack, where he states it's very simple what's going on. Ukrainian soldiers, Ukrainian men, Ukrainian blood is being sacrificed so that NATO can take out Russian soldiers. This isn't about Ukraine. It's not about liberating the people of Ukraine. They don't care about the women and children. They don't care about the children being trafficked that are being caught up on the borders, and they've arrested people for this, the organs being trafficked out of there. They don't care about that because it's about degrading Russia. It is a proxy war on Russia being fought with the military blood of Ukraine. Therefore, they will continue escalating in Ukraine until they don't think that they're basically killing enough Russians, which is something that you've heard even high-level members.
The Secretary of Defense said, so did Milley. You just, yeah, they said, oh, well, this is just to degrade Russia. So this isn't going for many years.
Right. So we need to understand that when we talk about the thousands of deaths of Ukrainians in the counteroffensive, when they talk about potentially 400,000 heroes, right? That's what a Ukrainian broadcaster recently slipped up and said, oh, we have 400,000 heroes since the beginning of Ukraine. 400,000 deaths? Is that what they're talking about? Almost a 500,000 people. We're talking World War One scale numbers going into World War Two scale numbers. This is stuff that the United States has never seen. But of course, we're the ones pushing it because the elites continue to succeed off of it. They continue to benefit and gain off of it. That's why you're going to see, Alex, I actually predict that you're going to see now more direct NATO control of the Ukrainian government, more direct NATO control of the Ukrainian military, more CIA involvement. And yes, we are going to see more escalation, perhaps even escalation to the point of attacks like we saw the Nord Stream 2 bombing, that bridge that connects Crimea to the rest of Russia. I predict that bridge will be attacked in the next probably 2 to 4 months.
Bridge to Crimea. That's what I call it. I'm not sure I can pronounce it or really know the name of that bridge, but... So, RT, your comments, your thoughts on that segment, 500,000 deaths, Ukrainian, nearly 500,000.
That's why there's not a lot of on-the-ground reporting of any kind by mainstream media in Ukraine. Any war we've been in, Afghanistan, Iraq, and all this, been more on the ground to get a better idea of what's going on. This is a war that's being fought in the dark.
Good point. And
500,000 people. I mean, it just goes to show you how these elites, these globalists, we're just pawns. They don't care. You think that they're all these people that have, you know, listen, I got nothing against the Ukrainian people, the majority of them. There's some real slime in there. But I didn't run around and post the Ukrainian flag on my accounts and, you know what I mean, and put it at the tag of my email as a footer or anything, because we've said from day one, if Russia wanted to take Ukraine, it would have taken 5 days, it would have been over. Russia was a superpower. They're still a superpower. When I was in the military, trust me, I learned a lot about Russia. A lot about Russia, okay? And they didn't just go away. That's a formidable foe. And when you talk about little bitty Ukraine sitting over here, I mean, come on, that would be like Iowa taking on the United States. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't, there's not a fight there. What it is, it's a sacrifice. It's a bloodbath. And it's Ukraine that's paying the price. It's Ukraine paying the price. And it's really a great place for NATO to try out all their new weapons and check out their new technologies.
And that's a beautiful segue to this.
Yep, let's do it.
The planners, okay, mm-hmm. The people behind this, the usual suspects. Hey, if you watch the debates, you know who's really for continuing to fight against Russia. Look. This is a proxy war, U.S. v. Russia, by way of NATO. All Russia wants a buffer zone between NATO and their country. That, yep. Of course, has been Ukraine. Has been Ukraine. Of course, Crimea is of issue there. But you've got to understand what's going on here. The fact is, one nuclear drop by Russia could end this. Will that take place? I don't know. It could.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's off the table.
Right. Right.
There's no telling. It all depends on. And Putin is quite the strategist.
Yes, he is.
This is not. You're not playing a dummy here.
Okay.
So that man didn't get where he's at by accident.
All right. We'll go to segment number three from video two. Again, HagmanPI.com. Show notes for today. You won't find the show notes on Rumble or Brighteon. That's just the mechanism to provide you this broadcast. All right. Segment three. Here it is. This is a short one, so, well, just be ready. Here it is.
You are now seeing the takedown of people who had power from the previous regimes in Ukraine. Anyone who's installed now is going to be a complete puppet. Anyone who's installed now is going to be someone that's only there at the remit of people like Victoria Nuland, people like Jake Sullivan, people like Tony Blinken. These guys are the ones actually running this thing. And oh, by the way, they were the very same ones who were running it all the way back during the Maidan coup of 2014.
What should Republicans do?
Yeah, there it is right there. Takes you back to 2014. And who was in power in 2014? Let me think. Was it Johnson? Was it Nixon? No, it was Barry Satoro.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's calling the shots now? And you know what?
Still Barry Satoro. Exactly. Obama's been running a shadow government. There's no reason why he needs an office 8 blocks from the White House, staffed, super staffed. There's no reason. He's running the U.S. government with this white-haired sludge of a puppet named Joe Biden. This is ridiculous. We are the laughingstock of the world.
Exactly.
We are the laughingstock of the world. And if they think that they're fooling people, they're not. People wake up. These people are scumbags. Our government is scum. And I'll tell you right now, Lindsey Graham, that guy, remember, he's the one that's been barking about, let's go to war. He never fought anybody. He probably didn't even fight when he was in high school. We have got our hands full. And I'm telling you, this is going to come to a head. And I hope that people don't start lobbing nukes around. But if it's going to give us our republic back, hey, let's see what happens. Because I'll tell you right now, we're in deep trouble. Well, as it stands, we're in trouble. We're being sold out
and
across the board.
This, okay, so, you know, rabbit trails. Okay, sometimes we develop tunnel vision. Other times we go down rabbit trails, right? Okay, neither one are necessarily positive things. However, in this particular case, when I was looking at Obama or Barry Satoro, and you start looking at his history, you look at the communist roots upbringing of Obama, and then you look at the current Obama or Barry Satoro or whatever you want to call this mope, you can see things that the most scandal-free administration in the history of America. Number one, the guy was not even eligible to be the commander-in-chief or president. Sorry, it's not where you were born. You could have been born on the Capitol steps with Ted Kennedy, you know, baptizing it doesn't matter. Okay, it's natural born citizen. But this got me to thinking, and I had spoken to a gentleman by the name of Larry Sinclair. In fact, he was on this show. And Larry Sinclair, when Obama was the junior state senator, I'm sorry, he was a state senator for Illinois. This is what Larry Sinclair had to say on this program. As well as this, I believe it was, I'm not even sure what venue this was, but they arrested him for, I think, a misdemeanor afterwards when he was walking at the door or tried to arrest him. But nonetheless, take a listen to what Larry Sinclair said about Barry Satoro, Barack Hussein Obama. This is the kind of guy you're dealing with, and here it is.
Where Senator Obama exited the limousine with $250, which was provided to him by me. Returned a short while later with an 8-ball of cocaine, which he gave to me. I did ingest a couple of lines of cocaine, and shortly thereafter, Senator Obama produced a glass cylinder pipe and packet of crack cocaine from his pocket. Obama then smoked the crack cocaine. I performed fellatio on Senator Obama in the limousine during the time Senator Obama was smoking crack cocaine, after which I had the driver take me to my hotel, the Comfort Suites, Gurnee, Illinois.
That froze, apparently. All right, well, okay, that was it. There's more to that story. It happened twice.
Of course, you're ridiculing this guy. You know, anybody pops up on the left and says, Judge so-and-so raped me. Boy, they'll listen to him. Anything. But this guy comes out, and this is hard for a guy to say, you know, I gave somebody else a blowjob. That's not what most men would do. You know what I mean? He laid his reputation on the line.
Well, I've vetted the heck out of Larry Sinclair.
Yeah, I have no doubt whatsoever about the scumbag that Barry Sotero is. This Obama, we had Obama tagged, and we were writing articles about this guy before he was ever president, and we were not wrong. I wish we'd go back and dig those articles up. We were not wrong at all about Obama.
If you do. I'll tell you right now, since you mentioned it, I didn't mean to overtalk you, but if you do a search using the name Obama at HagmanPI.com.
It'll actually produce them?
Yes. many of those articles.
You put them back in the database.
It took a while, but yes, I manually did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have got to go back and research and look at some of the stuff that Doug and I were writing. Before he ever took office, we had this guy pegged. Okay, we had this guy pegged. You're going to find it when you hang out with us. We're not too bad at this. Okay? That's why I like to think we're worth a cup of coffee. That's why I like to think we're worth, you know. And while I got you for one second, I want to say this. I used to have my own business, make good money. And one of the things I did, and I've always done, is tithe. Minimum 10% back to the Lord. Remember this. Tithe doesn't have to go in an envelope and go to a church. Tithe has to go to the Lord's work. And ladies and gentlemen, keeping you alive, keeping you safe, fighting for you, and trying to preserve this beautiful republic that God gave us, I'd like to think is the Lord's work.
And if I can just say this, RT, I didn't even tell you this. I'm going to mention this one time, and then I'm not going to mention it anymore. We do help widows and orphans, okay? And we did help a widow here recently.
I've seen Doug help people out of clear blue. I know this because the email will come to me, and I forward it to him, and I see what the response is. And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen a couple where... It choked me up.
Yeah.
It choked me up because they come and they ask with hat in hand and they're in trouble financially. The lights are being shut off.
We do what we can, you know.
And I've seen Doug do things that just people just wouldn't do, you know. And Doug is not a wealthy man. This is not a wealthy platform. The others out there, the big guys and all, they smoke us. They've got huge advertisers. They've got everything. Okay. We're doing the best we can with what we have. And we're going to ask you, please, if you're supporting us, please continue to support us. If you can step it up a little bit, that would be fantastic. If you're not supporting us, just stop for a second and think about what we're asking. It's humiliating to ask. But I'm going to ask because we have a need. And when we have a need, we bring it to God's people. Ladies and gentlemen, patriots, God's people, we need some help here, okay? We are running out of time as a republic. We are working on a lot of things, and a lot of things we have to put on stall right now. And that hurts me deeply, and I know that hurts Doug. But please, think about it. And Doug, let's keep going with it. I'm sorry. This has been preying on my mind.
Thank you.
I love you, brother, and we're going to get through it.
Look, we're doing the best we can with the resources we have. I attempt to be a good steward as CEO of the company.
You are, sir. You are.
And I appreciate what you do. You work for pennies, which is incredible, and I thank you for that. But you know, together, all of us together, we are going to win this fight. You know what? We're at the end of the show. But RT, come back this week, okay?
Oh, well, let's, you want to do Friday? We'll have to wait and see what Steve.
We can do Friday.
All right. I'll be here Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to spend Friday with you. And listen, stop by, grab some coffee. This stuff rocks, man. Trust me. Okay? I don't lie to you. You know that, right?
RT, you, God bless you, my friend, and all of you out there. Thank you so much. May God bless.
God bless all you people. Yes.